It's the season finale. Life is a cabaret, old chum. So come to the cabaret, sit down, get drunk, and yell, Giovanni. Let's go.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Money can't buy your class. Money can't buy your class. Elegance is learned, my friends. Elegance is learned.
Ooh, hit it.
Ooh, hit that high note. I know. Speaking of high, we're all high. And we're here. It is Wednesday. It's AfterBuzz's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. It's the season finale.
It's so sad.
It's been quite a ride.
Up and down.
Up and down. Lots of lows, lots of highs, lots of crying. But we're here to break it down for you guys. We have lots of things to talk about. We have a fashion segment. We have our tweets. We have some news and gossip, some really good stuff, some juicy stuff there. I'm your host, Hollywood Leon, and I can't do this without my full panel.
Hey guys, Chelsea Sack Jones.
Hi guys, Zach Peter.
Hey guys, Sarah Sirio.
That's us. That's us, the fam band. This is what's left.
It is. I know. We've had a long, long journey.
I didn't even show up for the first four episodes.
You didn't.
Wait, makeup. You made an appearance.
I just came in and was like, guys, my seat's in the front. Ronnie's like, okay. I've been running the boat this whole time.
And we miss Ronnie,
yeah,
too.
Shout out to Ronnie. Yeah. Shout out to Richie for coming in. Grant for coming in. But this is what you've been used to. This is what you've been getting. And we're not leaving yet. We still have a couple more weeks. Break down the reunion.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But for now, let's start with the season finale. It was a fantastic episode, in my opinion.
It was good.
It was good.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was like calmer finale.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't as intense.
It was good.
Yeah.
Still filled with drama that I was cringing at sometimes. So. Yeah.
Absolutely. We open up with the sound check. Luann's cabaret show. Ben is her musical director. He's yesing her. Yes. And it's really interesting that they were having this little meeting talking about being like a snatch guard for Sonia. How did they know this was going to happen? Are they psychics?
I mean, that's
her thing.
That's her thing.
I mean, they're lucky she had underwear on.
Seriously.
Without tags.
Exactly. Without tags. Life is a cabaret, and Luann's mom was there. So they were like, oh, man. Let's really nail it down to Sonia and let her know. But Bethany says she's excited. She was doubting it the whole time, but it's happening. It's legit and it's happening, okay? Dorinda and Tinsley are pre-gaming before this cabaret that we're going to get to. She's hosting some little cheese platters at her hotel, and she's missing Scott. And Dorinda shows that she was a waitress until she was the age of 22, opening up some champagne. What do we think about this? Because this was hilarious.
That, I will say, that's exactly how I do it where I work. I'm not lying. You cannot have a conversation and not open a wine bottle or champagne because
I have bad experience
with opening champagne bottles, first of all. So you just have to do it slow and be like, where are you guys coming from? Yeah? Are you enjoying your time? That's great. No, it's so true because they just look at you or they feel awkward continuing their conversation with you standing there.
Yeah.
And dangerous too. Yeah. I mean, I open mine like that too, like a towel on top. And
yeah.
Like,
those suckers could freaking fly right open.
You have to be confident when you open champagne too. It's like a confident thing to do. Yeah.
It's classy.
Yeah.
I just think you're supposed to open it and let it shoot all over everybody.
Well, I mean, there's two ways to do it. It's party mode. You shoot it in the eye. You do that, or you do that.
I've been shot before.
I know.
We all have battle wounds being out there, and I've been shot in the eye before.
I did love Dorinda's jumpsuit. She looked fabulous.
Oh my god.
So good.
Yes, yeah, her and Carol did.
So good.
Tinsley, I feel like, missed the mark.
This was her moment. Like, she's always so, like, out there with her fat. Like, this was her time to actually do that.
I did like the Hollywood kiss. They're like, mwah, mwah. Don't touch the face. I've been done up.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I love that they had this little moment and then they just get right to the point, you know?
Yeah.
John wasn't invited. Planting the seed of what's going to happen throughout the entire episode. Once again, we're going to take it to the reunion. Carol's wearing a jumpsuit version of Dorinda's dress. Except Carol looks
a dress
like...
a version of Dorinda's jumpsuit.
Yes, that's what I meant. Oh my God, completely the... What I said, opposite. Completely the opposite. Yeah. But the only difference is I feel like Carol's on her way to audition for ABBA.
Why?
Mamma Mia.
Why do you think that?
It's just so bright, so Should colorful. I? No, I loved it.
Dorinda.
I love Mamma Mia. Part two's coming out.
I feel like it's Dorinda looks like...
Look like that?
Mamma Mia.
Yeah. I thought both of them were like sisters and they could be part of the trio. There's three of them in Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
They just needed a third one.
They looked gorgeous.
They did look gorgeous. Everyone looked really, really nice. Speaking of, all the dresses were kind of introduced to Luann by Dorinda. It's not like Dorinda made them. It's not like she designed them. She took her to the warehouse. I'm sure Luann could have looked it up on Yelp.
Yeah.
Where Luann finds most things.
Exactly. But Dorinda did take her to the showroom. So, you know, Lou is saying, like, I wasn't saying no to the attendance of John. I was just saying, look, you could have asked any other day. Today is the day of my show.
I get that. Like, why bring it up last minute? It sounded though last week that Dorinda brought it up prior to that. Like, John asked or something. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I just feel like it's common sense. Like, they're a couple. You would think that you would invite them. Like,
polite thing to do. I mean, even when you invite your friends, like, there's just, like, the plus one option is kind of always on the table.
Especially when it's, like, a big thing. Like, if you have a brunch with, like, the ladies, that makes sense. But, like...
Sure.
It's a mixed bag, right?
I mean, no. I think that he should... It's just, like, a given. Maybe, like, Dorinda shouldn't have said anything and he should have just showed up. And then it would have been like, oh, okay, then it's fine.
Yeah.
So, in that sense, it was more than it needed to be. But she could have at least been like, yeah, and, like, John can come too, like, casually. Not make it, like, a thing, like a formal invitation.
I don't know. I don't want to get too much into it. This is what the entire episode is about.
Yeah.
So, we are going to get really into the layers of it. Because there's a lot more to the onion when Bethany comes in. I really feel like it makes sense when Bethany comes in and talks about it. So for now, let's just stick to the surface. And I just feel like Luann was just saying, like, if you would have asked any other day, I would have accommodated you. But I also feel like Dorinda planted the seed. And we have to acknowledge the fact that they are having a little bit of problems. So maybe she was being a bitch. And maybe she just wanted to make her, you know, like Dorinda said, just... mess with her a little bit. What did she say exactly? She wanted to punish me a little bit.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. So we're going to get into it. But for now, we start. The ladies start arriving. Tinsley automatically spills the tea to Carol. She's saying, you know, I got a text this morning. Everybody's in sparkle, by the way, looking amazing.
Yeah,
there was full vajazzling going on.
Yes. Bethany is still in shock that this is so legit. She's like, oh my God. There's people, there's a venue.
They're excited.
There's a seat, there's a table. Like, I'm like, you're not the only one that can pull off something legitimate, girl. Come on.
I know, I think she thinks that.
Yeah.
Well, I think she's just so used to all of these, like, Mickey Mouse, like, half-assed projects that they all do.
And I mean, also, that, launch like, parties. That rehearsal in Colombia, like, I would have thought.
Yeah, that would have, yeah.
I don't know
like
about
a backyard,
this.
Yeah.
Tinsley was like, I don't know. If it's anything like what we saw in Colombia, I'm a little worried. But, yeah, actually, 54 Below in New York is a very iconic and super famous theater known for housing amazing Broadway stars that will just get up of a drop of a hat and just sing something incredible. So I've actually been in that venue. And it's incredible. Who's laughing back there? I can hear you. Carol is saying that transparency is her new motto. And even Tinsley's like, what? That's your new motto?
Yeah, I mean, be transparent another time when alcohol's not involved. Like, that was just the
she was
wrong
instigating.
Time.
Yeah, she was
instigating.
It was
not. Like, no, you don't
that was
stay
not
here.
The right time. Like, look, when Dorinda's already starting to drink, like, before she's even
starting
turned to the
turn.
Yeah,
like, have
starting
we learned
to
nothing
turn.
From Colombia?
Like, no. The night is just, or the event is just starting.
And she's
like,
heated already.
No, we're stuck in a theater. Like, there's we're only going to let this sit and fester.
And I feel like Carol instigated the entire time.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like, this was just the beginning. The transparency comment, this was just the beginning because she did not stop until the end. Until the end when Bethany was like, no, I think it's a good idea that she goes home. And she's like, Yeah, it is a good idea. Bethany's like, it's a great idea. She's freaking wasted.
Yeah. It was not. It could have been something waited until, like, the next day or whatever. But, I mean.
But production needed to finish filming that night.
I'm sure they're like, Dorinda, please don't leave. Yeah. Talk about this.
Yeah, they needed her. Yeah. Or else.
Like, have another drink.
Keep them coming.
Go to the after party. Once again, I just want to say, because everyone's looking gorgeous, because Sonia shows up in her red dress and. I feel like everybody in that theater was a paid extra because the phones were out in full effect. I feel like everybody was fangirling around.
They knew the lyrics.
Every time they'd say something like Turtle Time or like something to Sonia or Bethany, all the fans would be like...
They were like jumping out so of excited seats. For and her like, friends.
Whoa. Oh my god!
Like half I didn't recognize, but okay.
Yeah, I mean,
I went to the show. None of the friends I knew. None of the friends in all the cities. None of the friends.
I mean,
she didn't even know the friends. The Ben had to like tell her about the friends, and she was like, "Yeah, I remembered the names. I memorized them. It's this, and it seems so rehearsed.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah." I mean, it was fun, though. It looked really great time. Like, that, out of anything, it looked like... Was it that fun when you went?
It was fun. And here's the thing, you guys. I know that last week I said I was going to send you guys some videos and stuff. I looked through my camera roll. Everything that you guys saw on the show is exactly what I was going to send to you. Like, I have a little clip of Luann reading out of the book, and she starts with... exactly what she says on the show. She says Sonia is a man-eater, proving that this was the pinnacle. This was the first show. Mm-hmm. She took this and ran with the tour. So everything that I saw is what you guys saw. It's the same show, except she changed the guests in every city because it was just on who was available at that time. Mm-hmm. So I feel like some shows are better than others depending on the guests. Mm-hmm. We had the queens from the People's Couch, Bravo.
Oh.
So, you know what happens when you give a drag queen a microphone? They just never stop. So, imagine giving three gay guys a microphone. I couldn't even understand what they were saying. All three of them were talking over each other. Yes, queening each other. We were just like, can we get Luann back out here?
Mm. And all the outfit changes, too. Zach, you mentioned it while we were watching. Like, how many dresses did she wear?
Five. And she did it on my show, too. She changed so many times. We just wanted her to stay up there and sing and talk to us. Because when she did go up and talk and read out of the book and she did the jokes, like the Jailhouse Rock joke, she did all that stuff for us. It was so funny. She also said she wanted to do the song I Fought the Law and the Law Won. Mm-hmm. Like, really, really funny. I really enjoyed it. But what I didn't enjoy was all the filler. You know what I mean? The filler really made the show drag out. Because it was a two-hour show, and she sang three songs.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, like, it could have been a half-hour show, and it could have just been jam-packed with Luann, stories, a joke, three or four covers, and we would have been so satisfied.
Right.
And maybe, like, a little Shoshana Bean singing I Will Always Love You. That's what happened at our show.
She needed time to change all these outfits.
That's what
those
it was.
Statement necklaces are heavy. They take time to put on. Oh, my God.
Why didn't you send that in? Remember? Actually, you guys should find that and send that in to Josh. It's so funny. We saw this meme of a collection of Luann's statement necklaces that Bethany pointed out that weighs, like, 4 tons.
Yeah,
we'll get to it. But for now... Everyone is looking gorgeous, and motorboated by Bridget Everett is Sonia.
Those are some big boobies.
I loved it.
Yeah.
The jokes, the laughs, it was so great. But there was just something happening in the middle of that audience that was so obvious. And it was Dorinda. And she was starting to turn.
I think she already turned. She was trying to compose her face.
Yeah.
She has a face. Her drunk face.
She has a face.
It's like how her lipstick spreads, but like her face does this weird thing and her eyes squint and it's just like, ooh, like you know it's coming. And it's just not good. Her makeup starts to really like sweat off. Like it just is not, it's not a good drunk face at all.
The hair starts to like get disheveled. Untangled.
Yeah.
Because she keeps tossing with it.
Yeah.
Because so she has to keep putting her glasses on and then like taking it off to see what's going on.
I do love how Tinsley's like, oh, I have the text message. And she's like, whips out her glasses, like, let me see.
I love it. Yeah, she's like, no, I want to know. I want to see. I love that Bethany was like, you know what? Hold on. Like, don't get carried away. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Have a good time. Like, I really feel like Bethany was being a good friend. You know what I mean? She could have easily just let her go off the rails. Like, I feel like Carol's being kind of a bad friend. She was kind of just... She could have railed Dorinda in and would have been like, look, you're...
I feel like
you're people, starting to turn.
I think that's the thing.
That would have, like, been really reeling her in.
I think they know there's no such thing as reeling her in.
Yeah.
Like, you just, really can't save her once she's past that point.
Here's the thing. Like, they all know. Like, we know when she gets to that point. So, like, they know when to, like, exactly. not exacerbate
it. Oh, yeah. I know. It should totally not even been brought in up at the cabaret show. But it's, like, when she's there, it's already cats out the bag.
Yeah, she was worked up.
Can't put it back.
Carol asked her, like, 3 times, are you upset? Are you mad that we told you?
I can't with Carol.
Are you upset that I told her that she should tell you? I'm just like,
yes, Carol.
She's pissed. We can see
it. They should have not said anything.
Yeah. And you know what? Coming from someone that's been on the stage, I'm used to seeing a couple sour faces in the front row. There's always going to be haters. And they're always in the front row, let me tell you. They're always right there. Making sure watching. They watch you more than the people that are rooting for you, which is really, really funny.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting. So I feel like Luann knew that Dorinda was right there giving her the eye. She could hear Giovanni. That theater is little.
I mean, I just, like, what's the point of even screaming that out so much? Like, just get over it.
I feel like Luann was, like, fueling off of it. She was like, you know what? The more you say Giovanni, the more I'm going to shake my ass in this dress. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What was her shimmy? We were all like, oh!
She was, I don't know.
Her body is amazing. I saw it in real life.
Yeah.
She looks so good in those dresses. It's the exact dresses that we saw on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did look like they were fit for her. Like, they were perfect.
They really are. They're, like, so tight. She looked great.
I don't know if Dorinda just wanted a Giovanni plug from her. Like, I don't know. But it was a little bit.
She wanted a thank you.
Yeah. I think it is like a reminder, like a...
Yeah,
I did that for you.
Yeah.
I want you to acknowledge that.
You know how
Bethany
ran around the apartment screaming about the Nutcracker, but for the wrong person?
Same thing.
That's what she wants. So let's have, like, a procession for Dorinda.
Yes.
A huge parade of gratitude.
We need it.
So she won't turn.
Like, how do we thank her? Do we buy her, like, a bottle of champagne?
Probably.
Oh, Giovanni.
A public display of appreciation and affection, yeah. She would have been happy if Lee was like, and I have to thank my friend Dorinda.
I feel like maybe Dorinda should learn from all these experiences that she should try another route and be like, maybe I just won't address it.
Yeah.
See how the night goes on. If we have a good night, then we know that's what we should do for the rest of our life.
I mean, I guess we'll get there later on, but she tried that, but then she just had to put that, like, last little dagger. Mm-hmm. So it was just like, I was so proud of her. I'm like, yes, yes, yes. And then, oh, no, 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 no.
And the show was great. Like, what they showcased on the show was great. I love that Ramona was jumping up and singing the words. She was like, yes, money can't buy you class. I know this one. She was probably like, I was in the video.
Probably.
She was like one of those pageant moms. I loved it.
Exactly. It was great. You know, that part of the show is fun because it's the very end, and it's when she's actually singing the songs. It's what you've been waiting for.
Yeah.
So when it actually arrives, it's a good time. So I'm glad that the ladies stood up and everybody was showing support. Bethany was filming everything on her phone.
Yeah.
So it was really, really nice to see.
Overall, besides Dorinda, it felt like everyone was just, like, in full support of her and happy and proud of her. And so that was nice. Like, you always like when they gather around one another.
And then Sonia unties her dress and it all comes off. Lady in red.
I still don't see how she did that. So you guys think she did it on purpose?
Yeah, I saw a video that someone recorded from, like, the side of the stage where you can see that she, like, puts her hands back and then all of a sudden her dress just comes untied.
Oh my god.
She's so excited while she's dancing. She just, like, undid it, right? Yeah.
And, like, her, like, little black briefs. Like, I just can't
I know.
She said after 11 p.m. her dresses are made to fall off. She gave us a warning.
It was funny, though, because when you see from the angle that I saw the clip from the show, there was, like, a woman that, like, ran up to, like, close it for her.
Yeah.
And she stood there for, like, 2 seconds, and then she just, like, walked away. Like, just left her on the stage. And she was just like, you know what?
Oh,
I'm not dealing
God.
With it. Handle it.
She was probably like, I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm going to give up before I even start.
I
mean, amazing.
She kept going. She kept wiggling it. She got it back.
She was the pow at the end of the show.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You know how glitter flies off and goes everywhere? Instead, her dress fell.
Perfect.
We got all in our face.
She was a mess.
I'm sure the front row people got their money's worth.
Oh,
like, everybody around there were like, We were listening to Dorinda just get drunk and get madder and madder, and she was yelling Giovanni. And then I saw Sonia's boobs, and man, what
yeah.
a...
It was, yeah.
That's why I feel like the show that I went to was just okay, because I'm sure...
You didn't
like,
get all that. You didn't get this any of
this show was
sweats.
Like, oh, ugh.
You definitely had to go to the one in New York to get, like, yeah.
Exactly. And I really wanted to. I was in the area, like, a couple weeks before. I missed it just by a couple weeks, so it sucks. I was meant to see it in L.A. with Grant Rance, who's doing Real Housewives of Dallas right next door. So don't click on that yet. Make sure to watch our show first and then watch the show. But you know what? Let's go into the after party of Luann's Cabaret. Bethany is talking with Sonia. And, you know, I feel like Bethany can hold Puerto Rico over Dorinda's head forever because it was that bad. You know what I mean?
It was.
It's just another example of why Dorinda doesn't need to drink so much. And, like, yeah. she just does not think that she has a problem. And I just, I don't get that. Like, she just gets so angry. Like,
yeah, I don't get it either. It's like, does she not come to a point where she's, like, realizing with herself, like, hey, like, what, like, I don't like feeling this way.
Yeah.
I just want to have a good time, maybe stay the whole night, and just laugh with my friends. Like, I don't understand how that doesn't click either.
Yeah, it's just, like, why does she have this deep-seated anger? Like, that's probably, like... It's probably more anger than it's a mm-hmm. drinking problem, and that drinking gets the anger out.
Because
but it's
of Richard, you guys. But it's like, Richard. Don't bring him. Don't you dare.
But like, she can't get mad at other people when they bring up their ex-husbands. Like, or it's just so hypocritical.
Can't get over that she was only married to him for 6 years.
I thought it was
25.
Yeah,
it felt royal wedding.
25.
Yeah. Royal wedding kind of stuff. I mean, like, soulmates, ghost. He was killed in the alley.
I know. Like, murdered.
I know. And, like, his ghost is coming back. Like, that's how sad the love story
died
is.
Died in her arms.
She really did talk it up. But, like, yeah, I just... There's something so much deeper than that. And I do think Bethany has a right to hold Puerto Rico over her head, just like Luann kind of has the right to hold...
It's a little hot in here, guys. Can we turn on the air? Sorry.
Puerto Rico was bad on her part.
It was so
and
bad.
Bethany was just
Puerto
bringing
Rico was bad.
Bethany was just bringing it up because she was saying, like, I just really feel like she should let it go. I hate when she gets like this. She did it to me in Puerto Rico.
No, she's done
it to you, Sonia. Like, she just goes off the deep end, and there's no stopping her. There's just no talking sense into her. After she gets to that point, it's like she's on a mission.
I know.
And I feel like she stopped drinking at the show because I feel like when she got to the after party, she was slightly, like, better. But then when I feel like everyone started talking about it and Carol was like, you have to talk to Luann before you leave. She was like, oh, no, it's her night. And when Luann came over, she was like, you know what? I'm going to go get a drink. And she went. Yeah. When she said, can I have another drink? I knew it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. I knew that it was going to go down.
But she tried to avoid it for the longest.
She did.
She really did. She I give her
tried to
that.
Restrain herself.
In the most passive-aggressive way.
She's like, we're not going to talk about it tonight. But Giovanni. But we're not going to talk about it. We'll address it in
another
time.
But she invited Scott at the very last second. Pow! A little jab at the end.
She definitely... Like, I was like I said, I was very proud of her up until that Scott moment. And I was like, oh, girl, you almost had it. You almost got away with it. Not quite.
And then... My pal Bridget Everett shows up to the after party. And I want to talk to her about this because... All of this is happening, and she shows up, and she's talking to Dorinda, and Dorinda is fuming, and she's like, oh, yeah, like, you should do a show, too. And Dorinda's like, yeah, I can do it all. I sing and dance and everything.
I know.
I just want to talk to Bridget and be like, did you feel any vibes? Because, girl, clearly you were in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Talking to the wrong
Dorinda
person,
was fuming.
I know.
And you come in like big old boobies, drunk, trying to laugh. You're like, I'm with the housewives. And Dorinda is like, ugh. Oh my God. Can you imagine?
That was hilarious.
That
what
was
she
really
said
funny.
Was amazing.
I could do it all.
She's like, I can do it all. She's like, I don't know what she's
and
Brent's
like, oh yeah, you can do it all. I love that. So freaking funny. She's like, you know what? Let me excuse myself. Can I get another drink? Commercial break. And then we cut to the girls are starting to get together. Carol just will not stop. And it happens. Dorinda comes over. They start to talk about it.
She came over, though. You could see she had a different look. She, like, knew that this was going to be the end for her, and she was ready to leave. It was just a whole...
Yeah.
I feel like the colors of her dress transferred to her face. Because mm-hmm. there was just all sorts of red, blues, like a white, that's what, blonde.
Like, I mean, like, when she gets drunk, she just, like, turns, like everything.
Like, babe, you know what? Just no, for Jorinda's defense, we all get like that. When you get drunk, you get sloppy.
But you get like that, like, 2 a.m. Yeah. This is still, like, 10 p.m. Right
I'm still young.
At 2 a.m., everyone's cross-eyed.
Yeah, everyone's cross-eyed. The lights are dimmed down. Like, nobody wants to look at each other at that point.
I know. You know what, though? Maybe I'm just defending her because I don't know about you guys, but I've been that person where it's like, he's drunk again. Like, you know what I mean?
I know. I just want to realize it, though, because everyone comes to that realization. I know.
And then you don't do it for a really long time.
No, because you're angry, like, drunk.
Oh. No. So but then Madrinda is like, she did it every episode.
Yeah, and she's always angry. Like, she has this, like, anger directed towards somebody. Like, yeah, it's never, like, a fun drunk, like, falling in the garden or
like
whatever.
Like a Sonya drunk.
Like, I want that.
That's
not
the only reason I was empathizing, because I'm just saying, like, I know what it's, like, you know, you wake up with alcohol guilt, you're like, oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
Maybe I was just trying to be funny, and instead I was just evil and, like, really shady. So, but then you just don't get drunk for a long time, or you watch it, you don't get to that point.
Yeah.
But I feel like Jorinda, every episode we saw it.
And I mean, she also has the benefit of watching herself on television and, like, seeing, like, how horrible she looks.
She has no remorse for it, though. No. Like, every interview that she's done recently, like, she has no guilt.
I know. Yeah. She's really pissed about something.
Yeah.
That's what kills me. Like, if I could watch myself after being
Why
drunk.
Why are you laughing, Sarah?
Because it's just, like, so wild to me.
That she's like,
what
so
have you not gotten over? She's the one that needs to go to rehab with Luann too, because
and therapy.
You guys, it would only take one time for me to be like a drunken a-hole, and I'd be like, oh my god,
no,
girl,
I
can't.
It's like, just have fun. Like, imagine the life you could live.
Yeah,
it just blows my mind.
Season after season, year after year. Yeah, for sure.
Well, one thing that's normal is that Bethany and Carol are acting normal for a hot second. They're at the bar talking, and everything is fine, and Carol's trying to act like she's not part of the problem. I'm like, girl, it takes two to tango. She's like, we should have had this natural conversation, like, months ago. No, you can't, because you were being cold. Like, stop trying to act like you just don't know where it all came from. Like, you were part of the problem of this big old mess that we don't really see, like, where it all came from either. But you definitely helped create this.
She kept
enigma.
It going. Yeah, she was so cold towards Bethany. Obviously, Bethany was going through a lot, and she just, like, had no, like, as your friend, like, you're supposed to be like, okay, you're going through something, like, let's talk this through, let me help you out here. And she was just, she wanted nothing to do with Bethany. Mm-hmm. She was over her.
I think that she was just too much of a needy friend. Like, it was just a very one-sided friendship, and that's why she couldn't, like, still be there for her in that respect. But I do like that they were able to sit down and talk and, like, actually have, like, a genuine conversation back and forth between the two of them. Ask, like, what's going on with you? What's going on with me? Like, all that. And I think that's because they were able to go through all that crap in Colombia and just realize, you know what, we're just not going to be, we're just not going to be what we once were. So, like, we might as well just make the most out of what we are now and just be cordial to one another. Like, and I feel like in every franchise, like, you always have those best friends that fall out, and it's always awkward when they're in the same space together. Yeah. So it was nice that they could actually be in the same space for, like, it's the last episode, but be in the same space and, like, be nice, you know?
That's why I was so confused that, like, they seemed to be in an okay place.
Yeah.
And then it just, like, went nowhere.
Well, I think it's just because they start to really fixate on, well, what was the issue? Like, and then just, like, start blaming one another for what's going on in their friendship. So it's just like, you know what? It is what it is. And we need to, like, just move on.
Yeah.
You know?
It was sweet.
Yeah.
Get over
I just really, I just wish that they could take it to the bank, so to speak. Just because they are doing what they've done in every franchise show, which is even if they make up, once the show airs and everything starts going again and revive, it just brings everything back and they go right back to it.
Yeah, you actually see what everyone's, what she said about you when, you know.
So it just rehashes and they just go right back to it. So we still have a lot to talk about. Ramona comes over. But for now, we want to talk about how our network produces so many after shows for all your favorite TV shows. So we want you guys to subscribe to more than one or two channels, you know, because it's made for you guys and the content will be tailor-made to suggest for all the shows that you like that you guys like to watch. And don't worry about the pesky notifications. You can turn them off.
Yeah.
So hit the subscribe button now and let us know. Shout us out that you did that. We'll shout you out back. You know, we produce so many good shows. Shaws of Sunset, Below Deck Mad. What are you guys on?
Just this right now.
Mom's on Barry Cavallari on Sundays.
There you go.
Bachelorette weekend, CMT.
Holla.
Oh, I heard you guys are doing really good, The Bachelorette.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, exactly. So subscribe. Let us know in the comments that you did, and we will shout you guys out. And thank you so much for joining us in the live chat and for downloading us on iTunes. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, we still have a few weeks to go.
Yeah.
Exactly. So make sure to stay with us and follow us on all the things because we got stuff happening after this. But let's get back into the breakdown. Ramona comes over and she interrupts this kumbaya that they're having that was only for like 3 or 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. Ramona did come at the bad time.
She did.
Yeah.
She did. I feel so bad. But Bethany does do that to her a lot, though.
I mean, the way that she asked her to leave like, was just very rude.
She does.
Like,
I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was so good.
I enjoyed it, too. But I feel like Bethany really thought like this was the only moment she could have with Carol.
Yeah. Exactly.
And it's like, you need to realize that you can have this moment again. So I think she was just trying to hold
on.
Can
she? Can she?
Well, I don't know, but she's trying to hold on.
This was like a unicorn moment.
Yeah, it really was.
This season.
And I feel like Ramona knew that it was a unicorn moment.
Why
and
this would
was
she like, go over there?
Because she wanted the attention and she wanted to be a part of the action.
Yeah. Wow, like, wow, Bethany, wow. Wow, wow, really? Wow, 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 wow.
I love the wows. Her
no,
face.
It was amazing. And then that her fake cry going towards the camera.
The clutching of the pearls.
You know what?
Perfection.
When can I come back? 1, 2 minutes, 5 minutes?
Yeah, she's like, you tell me. What's a good time for me to re-enter this conversation?
Call my secretary.
Call my secretary and make an appointment.
But I mean, like, yeah, in Bethany's defense, like, yeah, they were actually having a really nice moment that she, like, I would have wanted that to go on too. You're a mess. But
we're like the show. We're all a mess.
But, like, yeah, she was very rude in asking her to leave. She could have totally said it in a nicer way.
It was just a bad circumstance, but made for great television. Oh, yeah, exactly. So thank you.
It's like Dorinda. Like, they know what's going to happen. Like, she could have just been like, okay, I'm just going to disengage. But no, let me keep playing with Bethany and be sassy with her.
She was
and
like,
then
you know
Bethany's
what,
just going to shut it down.
Yeah. She was like, you know, I'm just going to give it to you now then. If you just want me to go away, then I'm just going to give it to you now. You don't support women. And you could have done this. And Bethany's like, got it. Noted. Don't care.
Yeah.
And.
Wow.
Wow, 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 yeah. Bethany. Wow, wow, wow. Wow.
Really, Bethany? Really?
Oh, my God. I don't understand it. Like, I don't understand it. So it was ridiculous. But the one thing that I want to just get back to, Bethany was really trying to bring Dorinda and Luann together. The one thing that I will say about this fight is I feel like when it makes sense, I feel like it's true. And I really do believe that Luann, after she had that altercation with Dorinda, I really do believe that she invited Scott just out of the mere fact that somebody was pissed. You know what I mean? I'm giving her that benefit of the doubt. What do we think about this?
Mm-mm. No, I completely. I think.
Do we want to go with the punishment one?
It was the punishment. I think it was the. I don't think it was to the extent that Dorinda blew it up, mm-mm. But I definitely think, like.
She was trying
if
to jab.
If they were on good terms, she would have found a way to get John in. Yeah, but this was like an I don't care, I'm not like feeling you right now moment.
And then also, if they were at capacity, then why even reach out and invite Scott? Like, that's what that was the excuse that she gave Dorinda, was there's no more seats. And then yet you go and invite Scott
the day
and, like a couple minutes after you told Dorinda that. So it's like, obviously there's something you could do if you're going to extend that olive branch.
I just wanted to bring that last point up just because, you know, if just in case someone brings up, you know, why don't you say anything like what Bethany said? Because it kind of made sense. And there's going to be people that are going to be Team Dorinda and Team Luann. So I just wanted to just really cover both sides Dorinda was like, no, 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 no. It wasn't like you guys are saying. It didn't go down like this orchestration you guys are saying. Yeah. She's punishing me from Colombia.
I would think maybe she isn't, but then when she texted Dorinda, oh, well, you could have bought him a ticket.
Yeah.
That line just was more. I was like,
why didn't we see the text messages? I wanted to see it.
I don't know. Maybe they didn't get consent from the person that sent it. So
It was Luann.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, maybe yeah, I just, did. Like, it just felt, I could see why Dorinda felt slighted, but I could also see why Luann didn't think to invite John.
I'm Team Dorinda. Not that I like the way that she behaved. I mean, I loved the way that she behaved, but not that I endorse it.
Yeah.
But I think I'm still Team Dorinda.
I mean, I kind of just don't see why she just didn't bring him. Like, I think, like, what you said, just, like,
I would have brought him in spite of, you know? If she was playing in spite, then I would have played in spite back.
Well, not even in spite, but just, like, common sense. Like, I have a plus one. Again, I could bring my significant other that I've been with for a long time.
Have you ever been at the front door and they're like, no, you're not on the list?
Well, that would have made for better television.
Let me in.
We had another one of those moments. That would have been good.
So we start to wrap up. Dorinda's like, I'm going to leave. And obviously they have their little confrontation where she says, you're not going to do this to me. You're not going to humiliate me. You're not going to lecture me. And that, she kind of said that. That's what I gathered from those wobbly sentences. Yeah. She walked out, and that's what we conclude. And it really leaves everything in this tail end because the dust hasn't settled. So there's unfinished business with all the ladies, especially Ramona and Bethany, Carol and Bethany, even though they were kind of getting to this nice, like, it was only 2 minutes long before Ramona came in, and Carol left. She was like, I
would have gotten up and left too.
Oh, totally. Yeah. But it just really ruined any type of closure that they could have had.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, she did hug her and say, I cared about you. But like I mentioned before, they do this, and then as soon as everything airs, they go right back. We see, like, in the upcoming previews that they're all going after Bethany. And with that, let's talk about predictions really quickly before we get into our other segments. Just because the reunion is next week, and we have a lot of things to talk about that has to do with the reunion. Yes. So I want to know what your thoughts are for next week.
And now, boom, bitch.
Yeah!
That was my favorite part, was when Bethany got the text messages and threw them in Carol's face.
Receipts.
I'm excited to finally maybe possibly see those texts, have them read the text, and the texts actually come to life.
Yeah. I want to know what they were calling her a liar about.
Bethany?
Yeah, because they were all saying, like, you're lying, that's a lie. Like, they were all, like, adamant about some story. I feel like
her interpretation of the truth is just wrong. Of, like, what actually happened. And
it could be. It could be.
She knows everything, Chelsea.
I mean, yeah, she is a know-it-all. But, yeah, I don't know. I think I'm just most excited, for the Bethany Carol showdown. And I feel I feel like Andy is very Team Bethany, and I feel like it shows.
I want to know what Carol is yelling at Andy about. She's like, really, Andy? What does she say to him? Does she say, like, you're a...
She says that it was about Bethany lying. She said, you can't something about... It was about Bethany. And
but
it
she
was
said something like, really, Andy? Like, you're ridiculous or something like that.
Yeah, I do think Andy takes a side, and I think...
Probably. Well, he did. Andy. He shut them all up because he wanted to let Bethany speak.
Well, the thing about it is, like, when Andy gets mad, and it's only on the New York franchises where he loses his cool.
Atlanta sometimes.
Atlanta, too. But with New York, at least with Atlanta, he'll let them go, and then they'll eventually get to a point, and he'll shut them down.
Yeah.
But with New York, he will literally tell them to stop talking, and they'll just keep going.
Yeah.
With New Jersey, they just physically get up, so he has to, like, hold them physically apart.
I was surprised to see Bethany get up and do that.
I think it's because they were
probably coming for her.
Yeah.
I'm also excited to see what they say when Andy asks a question about Dorinda and her drinking.
Oh, yeah.
And I just want to. The reason that the girls are sitting on one couch of one side of the couch, and then all of a sudden they're switched, is because Ramona has a huge bruise on her face, and she needs to be on the right side because of the angle.
To hide the bruise.
So she makes all the ladies get up and move, and they actually accommodate them.
That was funny.
So funny.
Yeah.
So, you guys, we have a new segment for you guys. It's a fashion segment because the next week, the reunion is going to be epic, and it's going to be iconic. We have so much juiciness that's going to be revealed. Everything that we've been dealing with throughout the entire season is going to come to a head. We're going to find out the answers because everyone's locked in the same room. So for now, we're focusing on what they're wearing. So we have a segment called Who Wears It Well?
Yeah. You wear it well.
So we have a photo of all the ladies. We're going to pull it up for you guys. I posted this on Twitter, and it got a huge response. Sonia Morgan retweeted it herself. So I got all these votes. We wanted to know who you voted for best look, and guess who won?
Bethany.
It was between Bethany and Sonia, but Sonia took it. I got more votes for Sonia than I got for Bethany.
Tinsley, those are my two winners.
Yeah, Tinsley looks like... Tinsley. Okay, great. Yeah.
Tinsley Dorinda, looks like Tinsley.
I mean, looks amazing, I think.
No, I don't like Dorinda's look at all.
Oh, I love Dorinda's look. She looks classic.
Yeah, I think she looks good. I think Ramona always looks great. I mean, that's Ramona.
Ramona looks amazing and super chic.
Yeah, Carol, really need that picture there.
Carol looks like Edward Scissorhands from this angle.
I mean, I think Sonia, it's just like an updated version of what she's already so good at.
I'm just not feeling any of it.
Really? No. You don't like any of them?
I like Bethany's waist up, but like other than that, I'm just not here for it. No.
Yeah, I will agree. Bethany does these looks sometimes, and I'm not about it.
Actually, I totally agree with Bethany's look. I like top it. Up, but top down, it's weird.
Yeah, I wish it was more like fitted, like maybe how Dorinda's dress is.
Sonia's old Hollywood glamour look.
I like her hair a lot.
It's Bridget Bardot. Yeah. It's so cute.
I love Sonia's look.
So you guys, I got all these tweets. All these tweets. And most of you guys sit at Hollywood Lee. And so I really appreciate Sonia Morgan she retweeted me. And I appreciate everyone voting that participated. And I really appreciate... If you're watching the show for the first time, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Make sure to follow us, Hollywood Land.
And if you didn't let us know who you are liking.
Yeah, exactly.
Their outfits. Why and why not?
Put it in the live chat. Put it in the comments below. We are going to take it to the next episode. So we'll talk about it again. If you guys are really feeling that strong about it, let us know who your favorite look is. If it's not Bethany, Sonia, or who was the third one that we liked? Ramona. If it's not any of those and you feel that strongly, then yeah, let us know.
I'd love to know, so let us know.
Exactly. Especially Carol. I'm sure there's some Carol people out there. I did not like her look.
I understand the look that she was going for, but yeah, I wasn't like into it.
She was going for like the dark, ominous look.
Isn't that the look she normally goes for, though?
That's what she's bringing to the reunion.
Like very 20s, like swingers kind of.
Well, guys, we have a fantastic news and gossip section for you guys. So much juicy stuff. It has to do with the reunion, so let's pull up news and gossip for you guys now.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Yes, we have news and gossip for you. It involves the reunion. Ramona is crazy, and she is really, really going after Bethany. She is saying that Bethany's filming with Jill Zarin was very opportunist, and that she was taking advantage of the situation, and that she went to the funeral and then left. And then when she saw Jill come out, she stopped the car, jumped out of the car, and ran over to her. And then in the rest of the preview, because when you click on the article, it actually shows you a little preview. This is when Andy jumps in and he defends Bethany, going, well, you know what? I wanted to see that moment. I think we all wanted to see that moment. Because Bethany and Jill have this history that we've been watching for years.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't we want to see that moment? So I think Ramona was reaching.
I think it was actually more opportunistic on Jill's side than it was on Ramona's side.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Ramona's just mad, obviously, because of the of the ageless stuff and the non-support from Bethany.
Yeah.
And I don't think she got as much attention as she normally does in this season.
Yeah.
So maybe she's just realizing that and trying to, like...
She was very mellow this season. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, she's bringing up the reunion, that comment about the fake boobs.
I know. She seemed like she had nothing else to say. She was like, you and your... fake boobs.
She's like, don't call me fake with your fake tits. Which it kind of reminded me of New Jersey. And if you're a real Bravo fan, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. With your fake and square tits. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? What's her name? The really, really old one that wasn't an official... She wasn't an official housewife, but she was so desperado. It was Kim G. She was so thirsty.
Oh, I hated her.
Yes.
And she was bad all around.
She went off on Danielle and called her fake and square tits. All right, guys, let's get into your tweets because we have some really good tweets to bring up. Let's start with Zach's tweet. What is this?
Oh my god, this one had me dying. So,
oh my god,
it's from Mustang Alley High 1996, and it's a picture of the Joker full Joker makeup going, and it says, "Can't wait to see how Dorinda's makeup holds up as the drinking progresses tonight. On the bright side, no one will notice if it smears on that jumpsuit."
That is so funny.
And it looks That's just good. Like her.
It really is. No. When she, looks when she like... was in Columbia.
Oh, bless even her.
In New York.
Yeah, her, even like, in New York. Her it eye just, makeup just, like, totally drooped down. Like,
it's smoky eye. Good.
But it already was
over
a little
smoky
out.
Eye.
Yeah. And then oil just... eye.
God. Oh, Dorin. She. Why doesn't she have a best friend gay that can travel with her and like can be like, "All right, girl, you're on drink number three, so let's slow down, have a water, and let's go to the bathroom, and I'll retouch you."
Because she'll turn.
Yeah, she'll turn on you.
She needs someone.
There's no
Don't
telling
you
her.
Dare.
Don't you? I made it nice. I brought you here. I put you on the list. I made it nice. We have another tweet. We have another tweet for you guys. Don't we have another tweet?
I don't think so.
No, I sent in a tweet.
You do?
I sent in a tweet.
That's all we got.
You'll have to tweet it again.
I guess so.
Yeah,
I'll tweet it again.
Retweet it at the peeps.
But we didn't talk about Dennis.
Oh, yeah, Dennis.
R.I.P. to Dennis.
I actually brought it up in my news and gossip on Orange County, if you watch it on Monday. But, yeah, let's talk about Dennis. This was super sad. He was found in his residence at Trump Tower, an overdose. He was having problems. He told his person that
his
runs...
assistant.
Yeah, his assistant, that he had too much and that he needed something to backtrack it. There's a specific drug that...
Narcan.
Yeah, Narcan, that it basically counteracts oxycodone, right?
It counteracts an overdose. So, yeah, it could reverse.
So she went to get it, but when she came back, it was too late. I don't understand why they didn't call the cops while she went to go get it, or call the ambulance.
Because he didn't want the attention.
Yeah, and you like.
It's just such an unfortunate situation.
He's so sad.
It's super sad.
It's very sad, and I mean, it's also just like an epidemic that's going on across our country too, with the opioids and stuff like that, and how easily it is to access something like that, like. That just shows you how many people are, you know, abusing this drug. If you could get something to reverse an overdose, like it's just
absolutely. Get help, guys. You're not alone, and there's nothing to be ashamed of. And we all go through dark periods, so just make sure that you know that you're not alone and that you can get through it. Especially the dark times, there's always a rainbow at the end of it. There's always a light at the end of the tunnel. I promise you. I promise you that. So it's super sad. So we send our condolences to Dennis and his entire family. And honestly, I feel super bad for Bethany.
Yeah.
I know. That's she rough. Just doesn't have the best luck.
There were reports that he may have proposed
in April.
Like, oh, God. No.
Yeah, it's super sad.
And they showed a photo of her, or I saw a photo of her today at the funeral, and it was just like you can
She was sobbing.
Yeah,
it's sad.
She posted a photo of her and her, of Cookie and Dennis together in a bed, and she was like, "My two loves, the two people that gave me like the most unconditional love, I miss them so much." TMZ is so disgusting. They had the nerve to turn that article into saying something about how Bethany is comparing her boyfriend's death to a dog.
No.
I mean...
Like, how classless can you be?
It's not comparing. It's just...
She's doing a tribute. Like, you know what I mean? People love their animals more than... That was her child.
That was her child, but she had
Before
a child.
She had a child.
Several... Like, a day, like over a decade.
Yeah.
15 years
or
something.
It was like when she was just... really no one, and then she built her business. Her dog was just with her.
Yeah. I
got to go and experience this lifestyle that she was just getting.
Like, I just... People need to stop disrespecting relationships with animals, because I love my dog, and I...
Exactly. Don't give away your dog.
If they try to undermine my...
Don't give away your dog, and, just be nice. You know, obviously, Bethany is on a show, and it's entertainment, and we comment on everything that we see on the show. But at the end of the day, these people are human beings, and they have feelings, and we have to have compassion for them. Yeah. So we send our love to Bethany, the entire cast, and everyone who knew Dennis, his family, his friends, and he's a dad. So it's a really sad, unfortunate situation. But we have 3 reunion after shows to get to. We have so much to get into. Mm-hmm. Hopefully so much will be revealed and so much will be answered. That is our after show. I am your host at Hollywood Lee, and you can find me on all the things, and make sure to check out the blog. Born This Way premiered tonight on A&E. After Buzz's episode is next Wednesday, the 22nd. Make sure to check it out. Kevin Undergaro and I are mentoring Megan Baumgars. It was truly the most rewarding experience I've ever had in my entire life. These kids are so inspiring and hilarious. I watched the episode tonight and I was dying. Where can we find you, Chelsea?
Oh, well, hey guys, Chelsea Sark Jones. You can find me on Instagram at @C_S Jones and keep up with everything that I'm doing in life and my career at ChelseaSarkJones.com.
Hi guys, I'm Zach Peter, and you can follow me at JustPlainZach or find all my links at JustPlainZach.com.
Again, I'm Sarah Serio. Thanks for watching, and you can follow me at @SSerio.
I love your travel pictures on Instagram.
Thank you.
Yeah, really cute. You and the boys.
Thank you. Yeah, check it out.
Bye, After Buzzers.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.